You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Welcome to the only sane broadcast in the world, ladies and gentlemen. I know that some of you have been listening to the communist propaganda arm down there called, Radio for Peace International. Peace, in their language, folks, means capitulation. That means give up, let us take you over. Oh, boy. And have you heard Clinton lately? Sounds exactly like King George talking to George Washington. How dare you? Oh, let's go to Phoenix for the Metal Report. Good evening, Gene.
Good evening. How you doing, Bill?
Oh, I'm just like reading the funny papers, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Well, it sounds like you got your batteries charged back up here anyhow tonight.
Well, I finally got some sleep. What's going on in the market?
Well, I have to apologize. I walked out of the office and forgot my report, so I'm going to try and do this from memory. I know that gold had a correction today. It dropped $4.65, so it's right around 386 something. Silver corrected down, dropped 47 cents, down to 553. I'm not sure what platinum did, and the stock market I think climbed slightly. Yet it's kind of heading off into the stratosphere there. The one thing you have to be careful about the stock market, everybody's all impressed with these Dow figures. Keep in mind, it's only, 30 industrial stocks. But the important thing to keep note of is the dividends. The dividends are at 2.57%. The last time that the stock showed a dividend yield of 2.57% was in October of 87, when the stock market crashed at 500 points. So I think that, be very, very careful with the stock market. With the gold and the silver dropping, some people think, oh, that's bad news. Actually, it's good news for those of you who are looking still to buy, because you want to buy it as cheaply as you can. A 50-cent correction approximately on silver can translate into several hundreds of dollars if you're buying a junk bag of silver. So call your broker tomorrow. If you don't have one, call Swiss America and stock up and take advantage of corrections. That's the time to buy. Don't ever chase a market up. Buy it while it's cheap. Numismatic stuff are still doing very well. They didn't correct at all and don't expect it to. There's a huge demand for that right now and quite a bit of a kind of a shortage of the stuff. So that market's doing very, very well. We do have some new issues. We ran out. People have been asking for the copy of that Economic Solutions book. And so we do have some more of those in stock. If you haven't gotten one, give us a call at 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN. That is an excellent, excellent book. I mean, it's real concise. It's got a lot of jam-packed full of facts about the Federal Reserve, facts about the IRS, various conspiracy things going on. And it's just a good if you want to call it a witnessing tool. I've had a lot of people that have taken that book and showed it to their mom, their dad, their relative, their brother, and it's helped them open their eyes as to what's going on. Maybe you can't get them to listen to a program at midnight if you're on the East Coast, but you can take that book and get them to start opening their eyes and seeing what's going on.
What? You mean somebody's not listening to my program at midnight?
Oh, I don't know.
I will not stand. How dare you?
But anyhow, give us a call. I do appreciate everybody that's, been online and, keeping this thing growing. Bill, we appreciate you. So, anyhow, give us a call, 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN. This is Gene Miller for Swiss America.
Thank you, Gene. And
all
we'll
right.
See you again next week.
All right, bye.
1-800-289-2646, folks. Give him a call. And get some of the real money. And remember what I've always told you. I don't allow them to sponsor this broadcast for investors. I don't recommend that you get in gold and silver for investments. I recommend that you have at least a part of your assets in gold and silver coin, because under the law, under the Constitution, under the United States Code, under the statutes of the United States of America, and it's never changed, the only legal and lawful money, the only constitutional money, is gold and silver coin. And if things take a turn for the worse, ain't nobody going to accept that funny money you got in your pocket. And you better understand that right now. Also, folks, you can buy the same number of loaves of bread with 1 ounce of gold today as you could in 1950, as you could in 1900, as you could in 1800, as you could in 1276. That's why you should have it. Keep your wealth from disappearing. I don't recommend investments. I'm not telling you you're going to get rich. I'm telling you to preserve what you worked hard to keep when the dollar scam keeps telling you that it's disappearing. Then you need gold and silver coin. Don't go away, because I'm going to be right back. How dare you? How dare you complain that you only got one chain when those guys over there have two chains?
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Pull out your arms. Let you step on a massive roof. We're here for the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, stay with the box.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to hold. That's the best way to do what you're told.
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, the moneyed founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. I said Lucifer is God across this land, and Clinton saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar, right? Clinton's preparing it for another.
Folks, Comrade Clinton is in Russia. Can you believe this? And tonight on the news, Peter Jennings is telling us that if it hadn't have been for Russia, we'd all be Nazi slaves right now. I called it in my book, folks. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I did. They're glorifying the communist socialism. Remember, State Department publication 7277, we're all going to merge into one world government. And if you don't believe that, and if you're just tuning in for the first time, and if you've been listening to the Communist News Network's spate of propaganda, let me straighten this out for you. It's no conspiracy. It's all documented in treaties, in the law, in the Federal Register, in the Congressional Record, in the United States Code, in the statutes, in the United Nations resolutions and documents, in books, and literally, I'm talking hundreds, if not thousands, of books that have been written about the coming world government. You see, you've just all been sleeping. Also, folks, Veritas is out. It's gone. Some of you may have received it in your mailbox today. I don't know. But it's out there. Look for it. It is dynamite. When it hits Washington, D.C., it's going to tilt some people on their ear. It tells the truth, something Washington, D.C. is not used to dealing with, and they can't duck it because everybody in Washington, D.C. gets a copy, compliments of William Cooper. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever, and if being bound in that manner is not slavery, then is there not such a thing as slavery upon earth? Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can belong only to God. Whether the independence of the continent was declared too soon or delayed too long, I will not now enter into as an argument. My own simple opinion is that had it been 8 months earlier, it would have been much better. We did not make a proper use of last winter, neither could we, while we were in a dependent state. However, the fault, if it were one, was all our own. We have none to blame but ourselves. But no great deal is lost yet. All that Howe has been doing for this month past is rather a ravage than a conquest, which the spirit of the Jerseys a year ago would have quickly repulsed, and which time and a little resolution will soon recover. The present winter is worth an age, if rightly employed. But if lost or neglected, the whole continent will partake of the evil, and there is no punishment that man does not deserve, be he who, or what, or where he will, that may be the means of sacrificing a season so precious and useful. I have as little superstition in me as any man living, but my secret opinion has ever been, and still is, that God Almighty will not give up a people to military destruction or leave them unsupportedly to perish, who have so earnestly and so repeatedly sought to avoid the calamities of war by every decent method which wisdom could invent. Neither have I so much of the infidel in me as to suppose that he has relinquished the government of the world and given us up to the care of devils. And as I do not, I cannot see on what grounds the King of Britain can look up to heaven for help against us, a common murderer, a highwayman, or a housebreaker, has as good a pretense as he. 'Tis surprising to see how rapidly a panic will sometimes run through a country. All nations and ages have been subject to them. Britain has trembled like an egg at the report of a French fleet of flat-bottomed boats, and in the 14th, 15th century, the whole English army, after ravaging the Kingdom of France, was driven back like men petrified with fear. And this brave exploit was performed by a few broken forces collected and headed by a woman, Joan of Arc. Would that heaven might inspire some Jersey maid to spirit up her countrymen and save her fair fellow sufferers from ravage and ravishment. Yet panics, in some cases, have their uses. They produce as much good as hurt. Their duration is always short. The mind soon grows through them and acquires a firmer habit than before. Thomas Paine made that speech in 1780. He wrote it in a treatise called The American Crisis. And it applies equally today as it did then. Tonight, folks, we're going to open up the phones. And the new call-in number is the same as our new fax number, 520-337-2922. 520-337-2922. Now we're going to see if there's anybody out there listening, and if you have any comments you'd like to make on what's been going on, this is your time to do it. Bear in mind, folks, that you can either say something intelligent and help inspire the world, for we are broadcasting to the world. Everyone out there listening in countries outside the United States of America, we are broadcasting to you. And the reason we are broadcasting to you, folks, is you have to wake up and understand that if we here in the United States of America lose our freedom, so goes the world. So goes the world. When you call in, you can say something intelligent, and you can help awaken the world to what is happening, or you can make an utter and total complete ass of yourself. It's your choice. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill?
Yes.
Hello, I'm calling. I'm Dean. I'm calling from Buffalo, New York. And I think Bob is doing a very good job, and I've listened to you for a couple of years, and I hope people can find the truth in this. But I have a couple of questions about the Unabob and the Unabomber. There was an article in my paper, something about Bob Guccione from Penthouse. He received a letter from the Unabomber. He had offered to print some of the Unabomber stuff. And I thought it was very interesting that in the April issue of Penthouse, there was quite a good article on what happened at Waco. And I don't know if you know, but you were quoted extensively in that Penthouse magazine. And another coincidence about the article in Penthouse was that they relied heavily on a documentary that a general manager for one of the Oklahoma City news stations had produced, and it's on Waco, and it's a tape, probably similar to Linda Thompson's, and I wonder if you know anything about that or the coincidences with the article in Penthouse coming out a couple weeks before the bombing, or anything about the Unabomber or what your feelings might be on that whole situation, and I'll just hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay.
I don't know anything about the Unabomber. I haven't read Penthouse in quite a few years, and I don't think my wife would be pleased if I would just start now, so I have no idea what was in Penthouse. No, I don't know anything about any of those things, and that's the best I can do for you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I am kind of one of these naive people that are kind of on the fringes listening to the different reports on the media about these patriot groups, and on WWCI, I've heard conflicting programs about Mark Kornke, and I'm really curious what your opinion is about what his whole deal really is, because part of what he has to say sounds so fantastic, it's hard to believe.
Who are you talking about?
Mark from Michigan.
If you've listened to this broadcast, I have warned people for in excess of 2 years now, and my listeners will tell you this, that Mark Kornke is not who he says he is. And he has put out a lot of totally bogus information. He's a very good speaker. He has mesmerized a lot of people. But I have warned people to stay away from him. I've also warned people to stay away from the militia of Montana. And also Lieutenant Colonel James Bobo Gritz, as we call him here.
Yeah.
Everybody else seems to be pretty good, decent people. And the militias are good people made up of patriots. Patriots are people who love the Constitution and the United States of America. Patriots are people who have been the first to volunteer to go off and die for this country. Patriots were the people who fought in the Revolutionary War and the Continental Army of the Republic to make this country a reality. Patriots fought in the Civil War to hold the Union together and free the blacks from their slavery. Patriots fought in World War I and World War II and the Spanish-American War. Patriots, me one of them, believing that we were really fighting for our country, went off and fought and died in Vietnam. Some of us luckily came back.
That's something that, it just seems really kind of, listening to with the economics and everything, especially with this NAFTA thing that got rammed through Congress, with the GATT thing that got rammed through, and then the peso has gone downhill and the dollar falling through. It just almost seems like somebody behind the scenes is wanting this to happen. That really does scare them to do it.
Absolutely. This is part of a concerted plan that many of us have been trying to warn Americans and the world about for years. There is going to be a one-world government. To bring that about, they have to destroy the sovereignty of nations. They have to disarm the American people. They have to kill the concept of patriotism or being loyal to ideals and principles. And they have to glorify the socialist and communist regimes in order to prepare people to come together, because the one-world government is going to be totalitarian and socialist in nature. And this is all happening. I wrote about it years ago in my book. Everything I wrote in my book is now coming true. When the book came out and people couldn't see any of those things coming true, they said I was crazy, I was a conspiracy nut, I should have been locked up in a mental institution. And now everything that I have written is coming true right before their very eyes, and Even people who haven't read my book or listened to any of us know that something's not right, and they know that the media is lying to them. This whole thing has backfired on the communist news networks.
One thing I'm kind of curious about, in the Bible prophecy, it talks about like...
No, we don't get into that.
Oh, okay, I was going to have an interpolation of what...
Bible prophecy is a matter of personal belief, and...
I see. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. That doesn't mean you're not entitled to believe that. I'll fight for your right to do it, whatever it is you believe and whatever altar you worship at, because I'm a strict constitutionalist, and you have that freedom. And that's one of the things that patriots have traditionally fought and died for, so that you could have the freedom to worship at the altar of your choice. But on this broadcast, we do not inflict our religion upon anyone else. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill, this is Jeffrey from New Orleans, where we're having a lot of bad floods around here. But what I want to talk to you tonight about is the change in policy that Clinton has made toward the anti-Castro refugees who are trying to flee Cuba, where he's picking them up and shipping them back to Cuba, even though he's letting 15,000 refugees from Guantanamo come in. As far as I'm concerned, if anybody wanted proof that Clinton is in favor of genocide, this is it. When Castro came in 1959, he did everything he could to destroy Cuban culture, including putting the Orthodox religionists of Cuba, who were the sources of Cuban music, in concentration camps where a lot of unpleasant things were done to them that I couldn't put on the air. And if it weren't for certain Cuban exiles who are on Castro's death list, Cuban music would have died. So as far as I'm concerned, if anybody wanted proof about Clinton's being in favor of genocide, this is it.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Are you floating around in a boat while you're calling us? Hello? Oh, he must have gone. Okay. Jeffrey is a regular listener. He's been listening to this broadcast for about 3 years, I guess. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. This is Virginia from Texas. Yeah, I know what you're talking about on that Radio for Peace International. They had some scumbag stories on there this weekend, repeated several times by Dan Junis, supposedly the Covert Action Quarterly. Is that an undercover... for the CIA?
Communists.
Communists, yeah.
That's
okay.
The communist propaganda broadcast.
That's right.
They are the propaganda arm of the communist United Nations.
Mm, okay. Well, with all this stuff going on with Clinton and everything, and there's been indictments, and earlier tonight on the Viking International, they had off the Reuters wire that there had been, I'm not sure whether they were ATF fellows, had some sort of a document that they had presented, and they had also went to see some lawyers. They have retained lawyers in New York. And I think it said something about that there was a name or somebody that they were wanting it to be released about this Oklahoma bombing.
Total lie. Before you go any farther, it's a total lie.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Okay, thanks a lot. I enjoy your program.
Perpetrated by a well-known con man named Ron Jackson.
Okay. Well, one other question. Why can't we impeach this Mr. Clinton? I'm so tired of his... You know,
how are you going to impeach him? You have to have proof that he's committed some crime. Does anybody have any proof that he's committed some crime?
From what I hear in Arkansas, I don't know.
Where's the proof? I see a lot of investigations. I don't see anybody coming out to say they have proof. I don't see any indictments for Clinton. I don't see any congressmen clamoring to impeach him.
Well, that's another thing, too. This Congress just does not seem to want to do anything against them at all up there, and it really gets aggravating at times. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the Veritas, and I enjoy your program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. 520-337-2922. And remember, we disconnect that line from the fax about 30 minutes before we go on the air, and it's not connected back up to the fax until about 30 minutes after we go off the air. While we're on the air, it is the call-in line.
Hello.
When we're off the air, it is the fax number. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm Mark from Melrose Park, Illinois, outside of Chicago, and I've been reading some books by Anthony Sutton lately to talk about the fact that our airplanes look like the Russian airplanes for a reason. And also,
absolutely. They don't have any technology that they didn't get from us. Russia has never, and the Soviet Union, has never had the capability to even manufacture a simple computer chip. All of their technology, including the atomic bomb, they got from us.
I'm under the impression that right now it's the Masons, the international bankers, some of the big industrialists, and as soon as the economy falls, I believe that at that point the Mormons plan on stepping in. At least that's what they say they're going to do. They say that there's going to come a time to where the United States is hanging by a thread politically and economically, and at that point they're going to step in and show us how to run a theocracy.
Don't believe all that baloney. If the Mormons had any interest in saving this country, they'd be stepping out and doing it right now.
Well, not that I believe them. See, I was stationed out there.
The Constitution has not been in effect since 1933, March the 9th, to be exact.
Oh, really?
No, really.
Well, I'm just knowing a little bit about the Mormons. That's one thing I call about them.
But don't pick on the Mormons. They have a right to be Mormons if they want to. But don't believe all this prophecy crap from any religion. Don't believe it. It's baloney.
Well, I've seen the documents to where their people say that they're going to step in and show us how to run a theocracy. That's their plan. Whether they achieve it or not is something else.
Well, let me tell you something. There ain't enough of them to do it.
Well, there's 10 million of them right now, but that doesn't... When I was stationed in Salt Lake, on the news, they had people, the newscast on the local news would say, I heard them twice about a year apart, say that there are openings in the FBI, and they were encouraging local people, whether it be in other parts of the country, to get on board. And also, the reason they have so many people successfully in the CIA, just getting ducks lined up for when the economy falls, is because they teach so many people over at Brigham Young University how to go over and be missionaries in these countries. And then the State Department for these countries complain that these missionaries come over, they leave, then they come back as CIA agents because they know the language, they know the people, they make time.
Whoa. Hold on now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you something. You bought into a bunch of bull. Okay? There is a worldwide brotherhood of adepts of all the secret societies who want one world government. They work together. They are not loyal to any nation or any religion. In fact, they don't really believe in any kind of concept of God like the normal person might in their normal religion. They believe in a pantheistic sort of universe. You understand what I'm saying? Hold on.
Talk about this a bit.
I said hold on. This is my broadcast. Now, I've done it. I've done 41 hours on these people. They are made up of all different races. They're made up of all different religions, or at least they profess to be in those religions. They go by different names and different occupations. It is a worldwide brotherhood who are all working toward one goal. They have a philosophy. They want one religion, one government, and they want to be the rulers. They want the rest of us to go to work for about 4 hours a day and be entertained by the Roman circus for the rest of our off-work time, because they have to have somebody to make their shoes and plow their fields and harvest their food and all that kind of stuff. If it wasn't for that, they wouldn't put up with the common man. Because generally what they say about the common man is correct. The common man very seldom ever uses his brain for anything, and thus is said to be steaks on the table and beasts of burden by choice and consent. So anyway, that's where it goes. You can't blame it on the Mormons.
I'm not trying to blame them.
Yes, you are. Don't bullshit me. Most Mormons don't know any more about this than the average Catholic or Protestant or black guy or Jewish guy or anybody else. So don't, you know, go away. It's not the Mormons. It's not the blacks. It's not the Jews. It's not the bankers. But it is some of all of the above. And if you don't believe me, look around and see who is participating in all of this stuff. Jesse Jackson called me a white supremacist. Jesse Jackson has been pitting the races against each other ever since anybody ever heard the name Jesse Jackson. He doesn't represent freedom for the black man. He represents manipulation. Just like the ADL manipulates the Jewish people. We're all manipulated by religions and by leaders and by a bunch of crap. And if we'd all stop and start thinking and use our brain and get in and look at the documentation and see what Washington is doing and read the treaties and read the law, do you guys out there know that all of your representatives and senators who passed the GATT didn't even read it? Do you know even who wrote the GATT? It wasn't anybody in government. It wasn't anybody in the Clinton administration. It wasn't anybody in the Senate. It wasn't anybody in the House of Representatives. The whole GATT pile of documents weighs over 350 pounds. It was brought in by special interest groups who wanted the GATT passed. It was dumped in the lap of Congress. Nobody in Congress read any of it, and they all voted to pass it. And nobody to this day knows what it says. There's a big game being played. And we're just a bunch of suckers in this game. And we have to stop being suckers. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, I bind demons of disbelief in the name of Jesus Christ.
Sign out in front and get yourself a congregation. Don't do it on my show. That's one of the things that creates dissension in the world. Everybody has the freedom to worship at the altar of their choice, whether you like it or not. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, enjoy your show.
Thank
from Wichita,
you.
Kansas. This is Mike. Just a bit of news here. The police officers or the police department here has decided that since we've had 79 drive-by shootings this year, which is 15% down from last year, same time, they've decided that they want to implement stops and checkpoints like a DWI or a sobriety check to search your vehicle for weapons.
Sure.
Now, they said, however, on the news that police officer or their spokesman said, well, if we stop you and ask to search your car, you can refuse, and then we'll just let you drive on your way. Now, I don't know if that has to do with the pot shots that's been taken to some of the abortion doctors here and that sort of thing. But
no.
Anyway, I just passed on the news bit for you.
It has absolutely nothing to do with that. And folks, just for your amazement, if nothing else, this past measuring time that the FBI did for murders per 100,000 in the United States, there was 9, now listen to me very carefully, folks, there was 9.8 murders per 100,000 people in this nation. Guess what, folks? In 1930, there were 9.6 murders per 100,000 people in this nation. They're lying to you all the time, and you can check these statistics and figures yourself. Go out and do it. You can do it as easily as I can. It is part of a plan to scare the hell out of the average person so that they will be willing to give up the protection of their natural rights under the Constitution and accept a totalitarian rule.
So one other interesting thing here. The newspaper, the Wichita Eagle Beacon, which is probably the largest paper in the south half of the state of Kansas, by city ordinance of the mayor, which was just ousted recently, who was very anti-gun, you cannot advertise a firearm in the newspaper, any type of firearm, whether it's a 20-gauge youth or what. You have to go through a big bunch of bureaucracy to do that.
Well, somebody,
that paper isn't only circulated in Wichita. It's circulated in many other counties.
Somebody should challenge them in court, bring a suit, because they're restricting your freedom of speech.
Exactly. Enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. And thank you for calling. Yeah, folks, you're going to see more of it all across the country. What you're going to see is more terrorism. You're going to see more restrictive control. You're going to see more arbitrary searches. You're going to see the Bill of Rights go right out the window. And in most instances, the American people are going to beg for it, just like these polls they're taking now. Would you give up some, most, or all of your rights in order to be protected from terrorism? Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
This is Charles from Johnston.
Hi, Charles.
I'm calling. I want to make note of two things here in the Rhode Island area. Yesterday I went down and I signed the lobbyist papers to become the representative for the Rhode Island Unorganized Civilian Militia.
Uh-huh.
And the second thing I'd like to share with you and all listeners is I get stopped quite often because I have long hair and I drive $25 cars around. And every time I get stopped by the police, the first thing I ask them, when I walk up to the side of the car. Am I under arrest? And their answer is normally no, not for a traffic stop. And basically my point is, after that, that's the end of volunteerism. Everything in America is a volunteer. Your social security number, your driver's license and everything. And therefore, you don't have to cooperate with them any further. Because it's their problem if they don't know who you are.
That's correct.
And I drive off at that point. And I don't have any problems. And I've been stopped several times in this area. Because I drive unregistered cars, and I don't believe in a driver's license anymore.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I do the same thing. If you're not under arrest, they cannot detain you beyond the point where they tell you you're not under arrest. If you are under arrest, you have the right to have a lawyer present, and you can ask for the lawyer right then and there, and they must provide one.
Exactly. It's a great deal for me to have been talking to you tonight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
The number is 520-337-2922. 520-337-2922. Did you know that the New York Times said that I'm a white supremacist? Did you know that Jesse Jackson, the man who called New York City Heine Town, called me a white supremacist? My wife has been laughing ever since. She's 100% Chinese, and it's hilarious, the lies that these people get away with. And what's even more hilarious is the fact that a lot of people just blindly believe these fools. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Michelle in Oklahoma.
Oh, hello, Michelle. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Did you get your paper yet?
Not yet. I'll be watching for it in the mail tomorrow, though.
You know what? Every time I read that your editorial, I get tears in my eyes.
Oh, don't cry too much. You know, it's just part of grieving.
I can't help it. You write so well, and you put your feelings into that editorial so well that it just strikes a chord in me that I can't do anything about it.
Oh, well, hey, thanks.
And I think it's going to affect a lot of people that way.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I was just real affected by the whole event, period. And you reach a point when you're having to be really objective and pay attention to all these endless details that keep tangling themselves up, that you just have to step back and say, okay, well, now I'm going to cry for a while, and then I'm going to get my act together, and then I need to think for a while, and I've got to turn off some of this noise and just get my act together, or I can't keep doing this job. And that was the editorial.
Well, you certainly did an outstanding job.
Well,
I'll tell you that.
I
measured the stack of dispatches that you and all of your people sent to us over the past couple of weeks, and I don't know how you found time to write the dispatches myself, much less get all the work done that went into the information in the dispatches.
Well, I had a lot of real good helpers, and other than that, we just didn't sleep very much, that's all.
We didn't either around
here. Wanted to respond to one of your callers who called earlier tonight and was asking for information about the other Waco documentary. I can tell him where to call for information about that. I haven't seen it. All I know is it exists. It was the result of like a 14-month investigation, and it has only aired on satellite. If this individual will call K P as in purple O C T V in Ponca City, Oklahoma. The producer of the program's name is David Hall. That's K P O C T V Ponca P O N C A City, Oklahoma. And it's area code 918. So if you use your 555-1212 long-distance information operator, they can give you the switchboard number real easily.
Great.
And he can probably connect right up with producer David Hall and find out whatever he wants to know about the investigation and the resulting video.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Thank you, Michelle.
Wanted to pass that on.
Thank you very much.
You have a good night. God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, she's been passing a lot of stuff. This woman has worked hard. Her and her people in Oklahoma did one of the best investigative reporting jobs that I've ever seen. And you're going to see it reflected in Veritas, not only in this issue, but in the next issue. Because the amount of information that they have furnished us is so great that we'll never be able to publish all of it. I can guarantee you that. But we're going to try. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
It's been the most fascinating 2 weeks I've ever lived through.
Well, it's been a very sad and sorrowful 2 weeks, and also a very
illuminating and exciting 2 weeks. It just amazes me that how fast track the socialists have moved up their schedule and what they're doing. The draconian legislation that has been introduced in Congress is unbelievable.
Yes, sir. And what is fascinating to me is watching the network news. I flip between them, and they can't get their story straight.
No, they're liars. They're totally discredited. I don't even know why anybody watches them anymore.
I do it for pure entertainment.
Well, the only reason we do it is find out what the deception is that they want us to believe, that they're trying to shove down our throats. That way it's easier to find the truth.
Well, that's where most people get their information. It's a shame. But what's interesting is all the things I've heard on WWCR, and your show especially, has been all over the news the last 2 weeks. It's amazing. I mean, there are people out there that didn't even know there was such a thing as a militia. And I've been saying, hey, there's a law down at the library. Go read it. You know? And
well, you know what? We made it easy for you. And let me read to you the front page articles in the paper this time. The headline article, of course, is the Oklahoma City bombing. Truth among casualties buried under a mountain of lies. The other top story is Clinton on 60 Minutes. Does he know the truth? Well, of course he doesn't, and he reflected that when he was being interviewed by Leslie Stahl, and we call him on it. And then there's a box in the middle, media's attack on patriots necessary as part of globalist plan, and then we quote Walter Cronkite, Council on Foreign Relations member, as he outlines what they're doing to bring the world government together. And then the other article is The Truth About Militias, and that Truth About Militias article gives you everything that you need to know to counteract any publicity or anybody who doesn't understand or know anything about the militias. It's all there for you.
It's amazing. Thank you, Mr. Cooper.
You're welcome. And folks, if you haven't subscribed to Veritas, you better do it, because every issue is something that you absolutely cannot live without in this day and age. And if you subscribe right now, you cannot get issue number 3, which is the Oklahoma City bombing issue, because your subscription will start with issue number 4. That's how our computers are set up. If you want issue number 3, send us $5 and we'll send them out as long as they last. And I got to tell you, we don't have too many copies left, because a lot of people ordered just issue number 3 before it was even printed. And, of course, we send it out free to everybody in Washington. And I mean everybody. Even... He must have hung up. Even, how dare you, Comrade Clinton. Comrade Clinton has a rude awakening coming. Socialism, he made a big mistake. Him and the press made a big mistake attacking the heart and soul of America and American patriots. Because all Americans are patriots, folks. They made a big, big mistake, and they're going to eat it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Bill. If you could give me a couple minutes, I just want to cover some of the really oppressive legislation that was introduced ready for the Congress to pounce and bring some of these bills to vote.
Go for it, but keep it brief and make sure that you give the number of the bill in which, whether it's House or Senate.
Yes, okay. Most of these are House resolutions, and I have them on computer also. First of all, on January 4th, 3 bills were introduced, H.R. 22, to establish the position of coordinator for counterterrorism within the Office of Secretary of State, H.R. 68 for the FBI to have access to all credit card purchase information, and I've read all these, by the way, I can go into detail, and H.R. 97 for Ms. Reno's Rapid Deployment Strike Force Act of 1995, for her to have, it says approximately 25 new agents. Then on January 7th, Senate Bill 314, the Communications Decency Act of 1995, and if I could give you a quick excerpt of that, it says that anyone with a BBS or commercial service or online service, internet, etc., anyone who, quote, makes, transmits, or otherwise makes available any comment, request, suggestion, proposal, image, or other communication which is obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, harassing, threatening, or indecent using a telecommunications device. So, obviously, they want to frame people. And
yeah, and it's also of note, and I got to make this note, that they exempted pornography for profit.
Oh, really?
From that law, yeah.
I heard that Clinton had some say in that.
No, if you're running a 1-900 number and you advertise that you can call up for phone sex or electronic sex or whatever it is, that's exempt.
Wow. And then on that was on January 7th.
But if you call your wife and say something, you could go to jail.
Right, yeah, it says even if it's mutually consensual, you know, even if the sender and receiver agree.
Yeah, I'm telling you folks, this is worse than Hitler ever dreamed. How dare you say you're living in a tyranny when you're living in the freest country in the world?
Yeah, the White House press release on that also, but now we're going
to... Just remember, folks, the man with one chain is freer than the man with two, but nevertheless, he's still a slave.
And then on January, that was on January 7th, January 10th was the White House press release on the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. The very last sentence says, the quote, the convention will not serve as a basis for litigation in domestic courts, end quote. And remember, it says that a competent authority subject to judicial review will be determining all these, you know, various things that they think are in the best interest of your child.
Yeah.
On February 8th, H.R. 666, you know about that, February 9th, Executive Order 12949 for this. And the President says that the Attorney General may now approve foreign intelligence searches for up to a period of 1 year for counterintelligence information, but I have to research on how it really applies to Americans. Then on February 10th, the day after, the Omnibus Counterterrorism Bill, H.R. 896, and Senate Bill 390, you covered that. And
yeah, by the way, for those of you who don't know about it, if that is passed, on top of all the other draconian and unconstitutional and illegal parts of that bill, it enables the president to name whoever he wants as a terrorist group. This is the same thing that Hitler did when he burned the Reichstag and he named all of his political enemies as terrorists, rounded them up, and took control of Germany literally overnight.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just pulled up the section of that. It's... anybody who has it on computer can pull this up. It says, any finding made in any designation issued pursuant to paragraph 1 of this subsection that a foreign organization engages in terrorism activity shall be conclusive, period. No question concerning the validity of the issuance of such designation may be raised by a defendant in a criminal prosecution as a defense in or as an objection to any trial or hearing if such designation was issued and published in the Federal Register in accordance with the subsection.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, it also does away with habeas corpus, which means you could disappear off the street into a dungeon and nobody ever hear from you, there'd never be a trial, nothing ever.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, that was Section 301, so, yeah, I've only heard this from one source. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on March 1st in Arizona versus Evans that evidence is admissible if it's seized as a result of police acting on faulty computer information that indicates a warrant exists. Even though no warrant exists, the evidence would still be admissible.
Yeah, well, that just makes it legal now. They've been doing it for years anyway.
Oh, yes, I know. I mean, of course, we know that the warrants are all deficient usually. So.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's basically it. Oh, yeah, then there's on May 2nd, House Resolution 1544. Yeah, okay, I have it right here. It just says that it's called the Domestic Insurgency Act. It says if anyone participates, it says if they have techniques, okay, they possess firearms, explosives, incendiary devices, or other weapons or techniques capable of causing injury or death to individuals. So it says that if you participate in a paramilitary organization that intends to challenge the authority of the U.S. government or of a state, then it's a crime. They can put you away for 10 years for it. H.R. 1544.
Pay very close attention to the wording, though, folks. The militia, according to the law of the state of Arizona and of Title 10 United States Code, is not paramilitary. It is military and is so designated in the law, whether organized or unorganized. So don't let them trap you into all this baloney and think that that they're going to get away with it. This is just a double talk word, color of law bullshit that they've been doing for years. They are liars. They are deceivers. They are destroying this country rapidly. And Comrade Clinton is doing his best.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, this H.R. 1544 doesn't make any effort to address or repeal anything in Title 10, which is for regarding the militia.
That's right.
Okay, that's it.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Thank you for all that good information that you were going to get anyway. But if somebody else does it, means I can sit back and relax, and that's good. Veritas. You've got to get this newspaper. You must get this newspaper. Especially now, folks, what is in it is going to knock Washington on its ear. I guarantee you that. It's going to scare the hell out of them. And not because we're threatening any violence or anything else. It's because we're telling the truth. And that's really the reason why they're attacking us so hard now, is because we have become such a threat to the Socialist Internationale that they're scared to death that their whole house of cards is going to come tumbling down. And I'm telling you, it is. This is all going to backfire on them. Americans, amongst all the people in the world, may be stupid to a certain point. But then all of a sudden, the light bulb goes off. And you don't want to mess with Americans past that point. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill Cooper. Howard from Philadelphia.
Hi, Howard.
You know, we got kind of caught by surprise by the Conference of States. And the no terrorism bill is another one that is not catching us by surprise, but I don't know how much we're going to be able to stop it, or we can at least maybe water it down if we can.
No, we can stop it dead if we want to.
Well,
just depends upon.
Need to. But there's a Senate bill in Pennsylvania that I'm curious if any other state is putting forth as well, that this might be the new Conference of the States type thing where they're going to try and do it in all the states. It's called Senate Bill Number 75. In special session number one, and I'll read you what it says. It's very short. Conferring police powers on federal law enforcement officers in certain circumstances. And it reads as follows. Can I read it?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Any person employed as a full-time law enforcement officer by the federal government who is empowered to effect an arrest with or without warrant for violations of the United States Code and who is authorized to carry firearms in the performance of his duties shall be empowered to act as a peace officer for the apprehension, arrest, and conviction of offenders against the laws of this Commonwealth if the person reasonably believes that a felony or a misdemeanor of the first, second, or third degree has been or is about to be committed or attempted in his presence. Mm-hmm. And so acting, the officer shall have the same immunities from liability as a municipal police officer. This passed the Senate of Pennsylvania. I believe the vote tally was 34 yes, 16 no, and it looks like it passed on party lines, and it was Republicans who voted for it.
Yeah, it's happening all over the country. It is the establishment of a national police force. Public Law 100-690, way back in 1988, established the right of all federal employees to carry a sidearm, a gun, including postal employees, forest service people, forest rangers, anybody, as a matter of fact, who works for the federal government under Public Law 100-690 can carry a gun. And what you're saying is that law they just passed in Pennsylvania says any federal employee who's authorized to carry a gun is now a police officer.
Well, they haven't passed it in the House of Pennsylvania. And I called up the Senator Joseph Loper's office. He's the majority whip for Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to his aide today, and his aide told me that the reason that Senator Loper wants this, and I said, well, wait a second. I said, Senator Loper voted for one of the Conference of States as well. I said, on one hand, the senator is giving police powers or wants to curtail the powers in the Conference of States. And on the other hand, the senator wants to give the feds more power. It doesn't make any sense to me. And the aide says to me, well, that was because he only wanted to deal with the unfunded mandate issue. And I told him he was full of it because if that was the case, then he could have asserted the 10th Amendment. But here he wants to give more powers to the federal government. And if he's showing his true colors is what he's doing, because if they convene the Conference of the States, he'd probably give more power to the federal government.
Yeah, well, the Conference of the States is dead for this year, but watch it rear its ugly head next year or something like it in order to do away with the Constitution. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, folks, don't buy this Republican-Democrat stuff. It doesn't matter which party is in Congress in control or in the White House in control. We're going into a world totalitarian socialist government. I can prove every word that I just said. You'll never hear it on the press. But if you'd like to send us a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope and $1. We'll send you a packet of information which includes the treason documents, which documents everything in the law. Documented. Not because I say so. Not something I wrote. Comes out of treaties. Comes out of the law. Comes out of the Federal Register. Comes out of the Congressional Record. Comes out of Gorbachev's mouth. Comes out of Bush's mouth. Comes out of Reagan's mouth. It's a fact. And all you scumbag, lying members of the communist press out there, if you get your head out of your you-know-what and start doing some honest research instead of parroting what your bosses tell you to tell us, you might discover the truth. And if you study history, you'll find out that the first thing that socialists do when they come to power is destroy the intelligentsia, which includes the press. Dummies. Good night, folks, and God bless you all.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for four.
If you'd like to subscribe to Veritas, ladies and gentlemen, send $50. That's $50 for 24 issues to Veritas. Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936.
Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell.
They want it.
I know.